like a lot of my colleagues, I'm very concerned not only with the content of Dr. Perez's March 20th email, but also with its potential implications. A lot of our veterans perceive the VA as an obstacle rather than ally today, and I know that everyone is working in an effort to make that better, and I'm greatly concerned that this incident only kind of adds to that impression. And I think that's part of why we really need to get, you know, good, strong answers from all of you. I do have a lot of questions, but I want to begin by asking Dr. Perez today if her testimony was reviewed by the OMB today before you gave it.
Pardon me, I'm not real familiar with the initials.
With the Office of Management and Budget.
Was Not my... The reason I was so grateful to be invited here was that I was given the opportunity to give my entire story.
And so you wrote it yourself. It didn't go to any other agency or reviewed by anybody before it came. Great. Okay. Dr. Perez, your email raises a serious question about whether or not veterans are receiving inadequate evaluations for their mental health issues because the VA lacks the staff or the money that they need. Can you tell us how much time you think is needed to properly evaluate a veteran to accurately diagnose PTSD?
It really is an individual case basis, because in order to diagnose anyone of PTSD, they have to be at the point where they're ready to share their most traumatic experience, and that takes time. In order to compassionately do that, it has to be at the veteran's own pace and on their timetable.
So it may take some time to do that.
Right. It is very different.
Much time did VA staff spend with veterans when they were evaluated for PTSD at Temple VA Medical Center where you work?
When we do our intakes, they can range usually anywhere from half an hour to an hour. It kind of depends on the veteran and what time they get there and what materials they've already answered for us. But usually at the intake, our goal really is to kind of gather information that will help us identify what are the most significant symptoms that bring them there that day, and what are the strengths and the limitations they have in treatment, so we can identify a treatment strategy.
So it's a very complex process.
It is very complex, yes.
Do you think, you're out on the ground, do you think that the VA has enough staff to properly evaluate the veterans you're seeing with mental health care issues?
Well, I know there in my clinic, we did have an opening that was there. So I think that they are, from what I see, intensely, actively recruiting to try to get those positions filled, specifically in Central Texas.
But you are, right, okay, I understand they're trying to be filled, but do you think you have enough staff to evaluate everybody in the complex procedures that you just talked about a minute ago?
Like I say, for those that we have there, and the numbers that are coming in at this current time, we do have that staff. But at any given day, you really don't know who's the numbers that are going to walk through.
I think why we're all confused, at least I'm confused, is because the actual language of your email is, we really don't have time to do the extensive testing that should be done to determine PTSD.
Right. If you were going to require, in our clinic, we would accept anybody with even one single combat stress symptom. If we were to require a diagnosis of PTSD in order to admit them into treatment, then when you're going to want to get that answer initially right off the bat, then you really should, because you don't have the gift of time and letting them go at their own pace, you have to kind of push the issue and give them more assessments and kind of push them to share their story maybe before they're ready.
Well,
Could I just add a comment, Senator? Was that okay?
Yeah.
I think that Dr. Perez was also talking about is that they have a clinic that has no wait times. People can walk in.
I understand.
No, but let me, if I could just finish, please. And so most people who are involved in the treatment of PTSD acknowledge that the best way to evaluate and treat is developing a relationship with a provider over time as this evolves.
And my question is, do you have enough staff to do that? Because your email implies that we don't have enough time to do that kind of extensive testing. I'm asking you because it's our responsibility to make sure we have enough people out there that have the time, that time should not be the factor that stops people from being treated. So your email says we don't have enough time to evaluate everybody. Does that mean you do not have enough people to do that evaluation, or you don't have the...
That was more at the initial 1 hour or half hour to 1 hour intake, that they weren't scheduled for that amount of time in the initial intake. If we were going to require that, then we would have to have scheduled probably a three-hour window for an intake.
Right. Okay. Well, let me ask Dr. Katz and Dr. Perez a question. In the email that we have, Dr. Perez, you suggest that they consider a diagnosis of adjustment disorder rule out PTSD. That was meant, I understand, to suggest that the initial diagnosis would be adjustment disorder while the clinician took the time to determine if a diagnosis of PTSD was warranted. Now, here's my question. It's my understanding that the guidelines, the adjustment disorder guidelines, indicate that an adjustment disorder diagnosis should be limited to a period of 6 months after the event or stressor. Now, I suspect that most of our VA facilities don't see very many veterans within the 6 months of their having actually had that stressor in or left a war zone. So is adjustment disorder the correct diagnosis to give to a veteran who presents with serious behavioral or emotional symptoms?
Well, we actually are getting quite a few veterans that are, actually they haven't even completely discharged from DOD. So we do get some active duty as part of the out processing. They will sometimes come see this when they're still actually active duty. Also, we're doing redeployment counseling because we did have quite a few veterans who were...
Well, in your email, you suggest a diagnosis of a, that is suggests that it's an adjustment disorder, but from what I am looking at, that should be done within 6 months. So it's curious to me that you suggest that diagnosis when it's obvious that you're outside the six-month time frame.
Well, that's why it is just a suggestion, because each clinician needs to really look at the criteria of what the veteran is presenting with. What symptoms are they presenting with, and do an assessment based on that, on whatever they're willing
Dr.
to
Katz,
disclose.
Dr. Katz, is that concurrent with what you believe should be done in the field?
Thank you for asking. About the adjustment disorder diagnosis, my read is actually close to yours, and I would disagree respectfully with my colleague about the diagnosis of an adjustment disorder a year after an event, relating it to the event. I would have concerns about it. There are questions in general about whether diagnosis matters and making the specific diagnosis matter. And the answer is probably yes and no. One thing that really does matter is making a diagnosis of PTSD versus something else. PTSD versus depression, for example. The best treatment, behavioral and cognitive, for PTSD is trauma-focused, going back to the event. But if it's a depression, the best treatment is present-focused, dealing with current problem-solving and beliefs and thoughts. So diagnosis matters to help someone plan treatment like that. In another sense, diagnosis doesn't really matter that much. There are a certain number of symptoms required for PTSD. Many people have subclinical PTSD or partial PTSD. Mm-hmm. And my read is that the best treatment for subclinical, subsyndromal, partial PTSD is the same treatment as PTSD. So if someone doesn't quite make the diagnosis for PTSD, I would think if they're suffering, they should get exposure-based treatments, just like they had PTSD.
Well, thank you for your honesty in that, which goes really to my real concern and our responsibility is that this is a very difficult diagnosis. Our job is to make sure that we do have enough people on the ground who are capable of doing that in a timely fashion, and that we don't have a VA or system or anywhere isolated or not to say, don't make this diagnosis because we don't have the resources. It rather should be, we need the resources so we can make the proper diagnosis. And I have a number of other questions, but I know my time is out, so Mr. Chairman, I will wait till the second round. Thank you.